You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Every registered voter in Ohio will receive an absentee ballot request form for November's general election. It's made possible by $1.5 million of federal funds. The move comes after a strange primary, where Election Day was punted last minute and nearly all in-person voting was nixed. Secretary of State Frank LaRose joins us now to discuss the day's news. Lawmakers prohibited your office from mailing out applications during the primary. What's different this time?
In the time frame where we were conducting the primary election, they made the decision that they just weren't going to allow me to do that because they didn't feel there was enough time to get it done. And in fact, there wouldn't have been. We would have had to wait longer to conclude the election. And so that was a choice they made at that point. But we've been working with the state legislature, asking for them to grant me this ability, and this is good news that we can do this.
Some people had trouble getting their ballots back after they had sent in their request forms. I was one of them. I didn't get my ballot in time. So how will the state address that in November to make sure people actually get the ballots after they've requested them?
You know, there's a couple things at play here. One of the things we want to do is make sure that we get these out early. That's why we're getting them in the mail Labor Day weekend, thereabouts. Ohioans will start to receive these. And our goal is to get people filling them out and sending them in. We're also proposing in the state legislature that we move the deadline back. One of the things that has been a problem for years, we currently allow people to request their ballot up until noon on Saturday, the weekend before the election. That really doesn't leave enough time for the ballot to get to you. And so what it causes is it causes people to receive their ballots late. It causes people to miss that opportunity to vote, which obviously is something that's clearly unacceptable. And so we're proposing to move that back. And really, that helps get people, thinking about it that much earlier. We don't want to create an unrealistic timeline. You know, finally, it's helping our county boards of elections. They're normally built to handle 20 to 25% of their ballots coming in by mail. That's historically been the case in Ohio. Many Ohioans, a quarter of Ohioans, choose to vote by mail in just about every election. We know that that percentage is going to be much, much higher. I'm telling them to prepare for that to be twice as much. It could be 40, 50% of our ballots that come in by mail. And so that requires extra personnel and extra equipment. And again, one of the other things I've asked the legislature for is the ability to spend some of these federal dollars that have already been granted to the state of Ohio. I just need permission to spend them so that we can push those out to the counties so that they can be ready for what we can expect is going to be not only the highest turnout election in our state's history, which is what I believe it'll be this year, but also the highest percentage of vote-by-mail ballots we've ever seen.
There are still a lot of concerns about November's election. Voter groups, including the League of Women Voters, the ACLU, NAACP, AARP, opposed an election law bill that was passed by the Ohio House earlier this month. How are you ensuring there are enough polling locations and early voting accommodations so that what happened in Georgia's primary doesn't happen here in November?
On the Georgia situation, not an expert on what happened there, but I do know that one of the challenges they had was related to fielding new voting equipment. Thankfully, we fielded all new voting equipment in 2019. One of the other challenges that they had in Georgia was poll worker recruitment, and this is something that we have been very aggressive on, and this will continue to be something that we focus on all summer long. It's 35,000 Ohioans just on any given election that are needed to work the polls, and a lot of those are folks in their 70s and 80s. We need a new generation of poll workers.
Secretary of State Frank LaRose, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Claire.